Thank you for listening to Abstract Illusions Radio. With each breath of air, gain new insights and inspirations as we explore and expose the different aspects of the human experience. Now with your host, Jennifer Hellman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hellman, and I thank you very much for listening to AIR. Tonight, we have a wonderful guest who has been... We've been chatting just a few minutes ago, and Christine Upchurch is just incredible. She is a reconnective healing instructor. She is a scientist. She is awesome. And she has a lot of wonderful things coming up that we're going to talk about, and we're going to talk about reconnective healing, which is a very powerful modality that Dr. Eric Pearl he teaches and he developed, and it is amazing things. Christine, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Yay! I'm so happy to have you on. Now, you had a very sensible career before you were kind of guided into this, and even the way you were guided into this field was... must have been a little scary. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
You bet, Jennifer. You know, I had a sensible background. I took this sensible path. I went to college and I studied mathematics and ultimately went into statistics, spent years in graduate school, also spent years in that career. Even though it was somewhat disconnected from my heart, it was something that I was good at. It was something that could make me money. And I had had inner guidance that I was supposed to be a healer. And I thought, that's really egotistical because, you know, don't you have to be really holy and have let go of all of your baggage to be a healer, right? Well, not understanding that the healing does not come from the individual, but rather from the divine that the individual just facilitates. So anyway, I ignored that guidance and I moved forward with my life and ultimately was a statistician in cancer research. And at one point in my life, I became a cancer statistic myself. I developed the early stages of lymphoma. And it was weird because at that point in my life, I was just going for conventional medicine. This is back in the late 80s. And I went to a doctor who specialized in this form of cancer. And he said, you know what, Chris, early treatment's not particularly helpful. In fact, we think it may actually tend to shorten a person's life. So what we're going to do is we're going to wait and watch until it gets bad enough, and then we'll put you on chemotherapy. Now, being the rational person that I am, I went to the medical library to read all about this disease, and what he did not tell me is the doctors put you on chemo, and they keep you on chemo of one sort or another the rest of your life. It's not considered curative, it's palliative, so they try to keep it under control. And so there I was, a 20-something exercising vegetarian who was facing this potential death sentence and illness without any conventional medical options at that moment. So I began to explore healing. And at that point in time, I found a therapist who was wonderful. She specialized in health crisis, and she taught me how to meditate and how to do visualization. And I also found myself gravitating to the few books that were out there on the bookshelves at that point about manifesting and the mind-body connection. There was Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life, Joan Borisenko's book, Bernie Siegel, the Simonsons had a wonderful book out, but there weren't a lot of books on it, but I read everything I could get my hands on. And after 2 years of a lot of inner work of visualizing and letting go of some of my emotional baggage, I healed myself without any treatment. So that was a great lesson to me that healing is really within our power, within our grasp. So I became fascinated with it and began to, you know, continue on my sensible path, but also I spent weekends in seminars studying about healing and reading lots of books. And then eventually I heard Eric Pearl being interviewed on a show such as yours. And I thought, gosh, this guy sounds really interesting. And I went and got his book, The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself. And it was like he was speaking my truth when he was talking about his philosophy of healing. So I went to my first seminar with Reconnective Healing, and I have to tell you, when I was in the middle of learning this, I felt like I was coming home in a really deep sense. And since that time, I've had a practice for many years. I've been on the teaching staff, and now I'm one of three people besides Eric who teaches Reconnective Healing. And it's such a joy because I get to help people to discover this and explore and step into their mastery.
And it is very much... Now, talk a little bit about how this Reconnective Healing emerged, what it's about. It's amazing. I briefly had a little bit of a sample of it years ago, and it was amazing. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Yes. Well, you've already mentioned Eric, as have I. So Eric Pearl is a chiropractor. Now, he was a chiropractor going about his business, his normal life. He was, you know, a very well-known chiropractor in the L.A. area, very successful. And after a strange series of events, his patients began to experience all sorts of interesting things. They felt the presence of other beings in the room when he got his hand near them. They could tell where his hand was, even though his hand was, you know, it was well off the body. And many of them were experiencing these amazing healings, like, getting up out of wheelchairs and having stage 4 cancers disappearing. Eventually, word got out, and people were coming from all over the world to see Eric. Many of the people he worked on, who, you know, they'd had healings, but they said, you know what, since you worked on me, my hands are buzzing, and I feel like I could do this work too. And, you know, Eric at first was like thinking, no, you can't teach this, and he was refusing. He said, no, no, and people would say, no, you know, my uncle had a shoulder problem, and I just instinctively went over and put my hands on his shoulder, and his pain went away, and he's been fine since. So I really think that I could learn this. So ultimately, Eric decided to go ahead and work to share this with others. And we found that if you interact with this directly, as you did many years ago, and teach people the approach, how to consciously interact with these new frequencies of healing and learn the philosophy that is Reconnective Healing, then anybody can step into their mastery with this work.
And it is amazing. It has really changed so many, many lives, and I'm really surprised it's not more in the mainstream.
I am too. Although we've trained 65,000 people worldwide, and in some countries it is very mainstream. In Norway, for instance, it's really common for people, whenever they have any sort of health issue or emotional issue, to not only go to like a regular professional, medical professional, more conventional medical professional, but also go for Reconnective Healing because it is very mainstream. And there are lots of people who know about this, including, you know, various scientists around the world, including within this country. But we do need to do more to educate people so that they can learn about this option.
And it is an option. Now, what are some of the other experiences that people have during this session? I mean,
it's interesting, Jennifer, because, you know, as I said before, I've got a very rational-based background, you know, statistics and science. And so I've got a sort of a skeptical brain. And when I first learned this work, one of the things that amazed me about it, and still continues to amaze me, is that when you're working on a person who's lying on the table, they've got their eyes closed, they're relaxed, when you get your hand near them and begin to explore in a conscious way, typically almost immediately they will go into what we call registers. It's involuntary physical movement that they cannot stop. For instance, rapid eye movement is really common, breathing shifts, twitching of fingers and, you know, moving of some of the larger muscle groups. And what that indicates to the rational observer is there is some sort of communication underway between that client and the Reconnective Healing practitioner, even though there is no verbal, auditory communication, even though there's no touching. So during a session, people will often have multidimensional experiences, from seeing interesting images to hearing sounds or phrases to experiencing a deep sense of peace. And then people will often experience obvious healings. Now, some of the healings are just very awe-inspiring. We're talking about people who have cancers who disappear, fibromyalgia symptoms going away, Crohn's disease disappearing, you know, trick knees popping back into place during the session. And it not only happens within the context of a healing session, but it also happens within the context of a seminar. And I think earlier tonight I was sharing with you an example mm-hmm. that I just find to be so amazing and also amusing. There is a woman who is middle-aged who had lifelong scoliosis, who'd gone through all sorts of conventional medical treatment over the years for it and still had scoliosis. And there she was working with another person who was working on her. And these two people were just learning this work. This was the very first day of the two-day seminar where we're training people how to facilitate these healings with reconnective healing. And she experienced a sudden and complete healing from her scoliosis. Now, the interesting footnote about this, Jennifer, is that she happened to have a tattoo of a snake that ran across her spine that had been straight, you know, because it had been tattooed on her back when she had the scoliosis. But after that healing there, when she was on the table, the snake tattoo became crooked. And we actually have photos of that.
Wow. Now, do you have before and after?
I don't know if she's got it before, but you know, because she didn't think to show us all her tattoo until after it happened. She may end up having photos. But anyway, it's those sorts of things happen on a regular basis. We'll often demonstrate shifts in range of motion when we're doing demonstrations or teaching a seminar, where people who, you know, maybe they have frozen shoulder or some sort of injury from a car accident, say, 5 years before, where they haven't been able to raise their arms more than, like, shoulder height, not all the way up. And after just a few minutes of interacting with reconnective healing, suddenly they're able to raise their arms all the way up with absolutely no pain. So with reconnective healing, we seem to be tapping into something that does not depend on the time, does not require the processing that has been required with various other healing modalities.
Now, my question is, there's some healing, like with Reiki, that will continue to work on the body even after the session. Is this basically doing the same thing, or basically when you bring a person, you know, I almost want to say in the trance, because it is almost like a trance that they go into.
Yes.
And a little bit out of body, from what I've experienced, it was very much a relaxed, very, very relaxed. So is it something that will continue to kind of like flow through you and get like everything back in order, the grids back in line? I was talking to a friend who had it, and they said her grid got back in alignment.
Uh-huh. Well, yes, this work definitely will continue. I'm sorry.
Go on.
This work
I'm
definitely
sorry.
Continues to interact with the person after they're done with their session. I really think what is happening here is, on some level, the universe is sort of assessing how a person is vibrating, if you will. Are they vibrating in a healthy and whole state, or is there something out of balance? And through the interaction with reconnective healing, it's shifting a person's vibration to vibrate in a healthy and balanced state. So it does continue with them after they leave, and in fact, sometimes people will have interesting experiences after they've had their healing session or after a seminar, where they might have strange electrical disturbances, they might experience an obvious healing, and many of the people, when they go home to go to sleep after, you know, having had a session that day, they'll find that they're having the same kinds of registers, that same kind of involuntary physical movement that indicates that these frequencies are continuing to work on them to help bring them back into balance.
Is it something that, you know, you can set intention and it will continually kind of update? You know, it's like, okay, is there something that once you learn how to do it, you can do it to yourself versus just with somebody else?
Yes, you can absolutely do self-healing. But, you know, with reconnective healing, we don't use intention, but rather attention. What we do as practitioners is we get out of the way and essentially ask for the best possible outcome for the person on the table, to allow the universe to decide what's best. So, you know, there have actually been some experiments that have been done with plant growth. And they've had both intention and sort of more of a prayerful focus without intention on them. Now, they found that those things that don't have any intention or attention don't grow to be as tall or as bushy as of plants as the other ones. But the ones that consistently do the best, and it's statistically significant, is those that don't have a particular intention of, oh, may that plant be taller and bushier, but rather, may the best for that plant manifest. So I think the same thing is true when we are working with another individual. If we can let go of our attachment to what we think the outcome should be and trust in the wisdom of the universe, then something bigger and better comes through for that person.
Now, that's true just in general, letting go of the attachments for and let the universe do what it knows is best. And these days, with the energy the way it is, it's that's something that I'm finding is, okay, let go, let God. It's very... Now, with the shifting energy that's coming in, would... having a session really help you get through, because as we were talking before, a lot of stuff that, you know, a lot of people who've been doing their work, it's like, I thought I was done with this. What's next? Show me the perspective, or what do I need to know this time, and just deal with what's going on. Is that, this sounds like it's something that would raise their vibration to the optimum to get through the shifts.
Yeah,
that are happening so much.
Well, you know, it's interesting because when I first got involved with this work, I thought I want to facilitate healings for others, thinking physical healings. You know, I had experienced cancer, so I thought people need to get rid of their symptoms. And what I've been so pleasantly surprised by with this work is this isn't just about healing on the physical level or even the emotional level, but this helps people on their evolutionary process. And that's really the crux of what we need at this point, I feel, at least. There is so much shifting on the planet, and people need some help moving forward. But it has to be a way that's empowering to the individual. This is not something about having somebody depend on somebody else or depend on, coming in for a session week after week after week after week. This is about immersing a person in something new and different to help them evolve and shift and heal, and then so that they can move forward in a more empowered way.
Now, with all the work that you're doing, and it really does have a really powerful impact, and it's interesting that so much scientific study has been done, including with a few people here in Tucson, and to almost validate and explain what's going on. Can you tell us a little bit more about some of the research that has been done?
Yes, I'd be happy to. Yes, we have worked with Drs. Gary Schwartz and Ann Baldwin at the University of Arizona there, and in fact saw them just a couple of weeks ago down there. And you know, Gary is one of these amazing people who will explore those things that other scientists have been sort of afraid to explore or not inclined to explore. He's great at bridging the scientific with the more spiritual and alternative realms. And so he's been doing work with us for years, looking at things like leaf longevity, you know, after you pluck leaves off of plants. How long does it take for those leaves to die when you're doing something like nothing at all to it versus Reiki versus reconnective healing? Or, you know, what happens in the course of a session? Well, with the leaf longevity test, it was interesting because the leaves typically die. Now, when leaves are plucked from a tree or a bush, they bleed, kind of like humans do, but instead of bleeding blood, they bleed light. Now, with the leaf plucked from the plant, it would typically take 7 to 10 days for it to die. Now, with some other modalities, it might be 15 days, 20 days. With reconnective healing, the average was, I think it was something between 30 and 40 days, and there was one leaf that was still alive 90 days later, and it had the leaf itself had created roots, which the botanist said, that's not possible. You know, they're sitting there in the air. And so they've also done experiments looking at how it affects human DNA. And yes, reconnective healing speeds the healing process of damaged human DNA. And there have been various other studies done there as well to look at what occurs within a session, you know. And so they found interesting things. And, of course, we've had other scientists from around the world. Konstantin Kuratkov from Russia has done research with us. Bill Tiller, he's a famous quantum physicist from mm-hmm. Stanford. He was in the movie What the Bleep. He's done research with us several times. And, in fact, it's funny because the first time he sent one of his assistant scientists to our seminar room to take data. And they collected all this data over the course of the two-day seminar. And his colleague brought it back, and he looked at the data, and he said, this can't be right. There's no way I'm going to report about this. This is too bizarre. And so he replicated the study, and I think he's replicated it about five or six times now. What he's found is there's this huge energetic shift that occurs, a quantum-level energetic shift that occurs. He calls it thermodynamic free energy, and it occurs within the room as we go about teaching and as people go about learning this. But interestingly enough, there's a huge shift that occurs in the room up to 2 or 3 days before we ever show up to teach the seminar. It's like the universe is preparing the space so that people can be immersed in these frequencies so that they can not only have healings themselves, but to learn to consciously interact and have shifts within themselves so that they can learn to facilitate this work themselves by the end of the weekend. And, you know, when he says that this data is so bizarre, he says that within this realm of, you know, looking at the Newtonian physics of it, if you will, in the laboratory, he would, in order to get that kind of quantum level shift that he's seen in the Reconnective Healing Seminar room, he would have to turn up the temperature by 300 degrees Celsius, which clearly would just, like, incinerate everything and everybody, and it, of course, doesn't occur. But he claims what we're doing on some level, we seem to be tapping into that part of the universe that's outside our space-time continuum, where time is irrelevant, and instead of having disease and entropy, things falling apart, we're tapping into a space where there is agelessness and healing and balance, and somehow tapping into that and bringing an aspect of that into this reality within the course of a seminar or within the course of a session.
Excellent. So now, what is the difference between reconnective healing and other forms of energy healing work?
Well, with other forms of energy healing work, it's similar in that it's non-touch for most of them. It's non-touch the way reconnective healing is, although you can also do reconnective healing hands-on. It's different in a few ways. One is the practitioner doesn't have any particular intention, and instead of being a conduit, like having to clear our vessel, you know, clear out our emotional issues, have a healthy diet, get centered physically, emotionally in order to do the work, and have the, you know, with energy healing, it comes in through that person and typically out through their hands while they're working on mm-hmm. the person who's lying on the table. With reconnective healing, the mechanism is very different. We are allowing and observing, and instead of having it come through us like a conduit, we are merely a catalyst, and we are bearing witness to the process. So what happens to the person on the table is very different. What happens to the practitioner is very different. And there have been lots of studies that looked at things like, well, what happens to damaged DNA in a Reiki session or other energy healing sessions versus reconnective healing? And with damaged plant DNA, it was kind of interesting because they found with the energy healing modalities, it actually increased the time it took for the DNA to heal. But with reconnective healing, which is not only energy, but it's also light and information, it speeded up the healing process, and it also fixed some of the inherent defects that were in the DNA before it was ever damaged. So we're really tapping into something new and different, and the approach and the philosophy is very different as well.
So it almost is like if there's any informational blocks within the system,
yeah.
it clears those out and says, okay, you need to remember this now, and kind of gives it that little push to remember exactly the optimum potential of whatever's going on and being and getting the physical body. And it must really, does it really, from what I was reading, it enhances even the intuition and the connection to the other side as well, correct?
Yes, indeed. And it's funny because Eric's known this for a very long time, and those of us who've been involved with the work for many years have known this as well. And we really want this to be accepted as a healing modality in the alternative healthcare industry. So we've been a little quieter about this aspect of it, but it's actually very, very powerful. It seems to allow us to connect through that veil, if you will, much more easily, connect with guides, connect with the intuition, and it's created shifts within my life just by doing this work that I don't even recognize myself, you know, compared to myself maybe 8 to 10 years ago.
So now, it's just such an amazing process. How easy is it to teach somebody else, or how easy is it for somebody to learn how to do the process?
Jennifer, it is so incredibly easy. I mean, first of all, you need to interact with these directly, either feeling it in your hands, being in a seminar, or having a session. It, for whatever reason, it seems like people cannot just sort of ohm it in. Some people actually feel shifts just by reading Eric Pearl's book. But once you interact with it directly, so that you become a carrier of the frequencies, if you will, or you on some level you're conscious of the frequencies, then there are just a few things to learn. You need to learn to consciously interact with it in a playful way, which is a lot of fun to learn and very simple to learn. And then there are aspects of the philosophy that are so essential to doing the work that you need to learn the philosophy that is reconnective healing. And that includes letting go of attachment to outcome, not directing, trusting in the wisdom of the universe. And also there are aspects of trusting in your own mastery, you know, in your own worthiness to step into your mastery. But it only takes 2 days. And what we'll do is we spend time in the chairs demonstrating and talking about the philosophy, and then people will go to the massage tables and practice on each other. And it's a very experiential seminar. And by the end of the 2-day weekend, you'll have all the tools you need to be a master healer.
Now, you mentioned the mastery and the worthiness of doing this. Yeah. That is like a huge issue. I think that's really coming up with a lot of people with the economy the way it is and the energy shifts and their own kind of baggage coming up is the worthiness issue. And I think that that's the one thing that anybody, I mean, can you do a global healing, or is it really more of a one-to-one or in a group session where everybody is present and a part of it? It really needs to be face-to-face.
It doesn't have to be face-to-face. It could definitely be distance. I think that the highest form of the work is one-on-one on one, if you consider the, you know, the divine,
right,
important part of that triangle. But you can definitely do healings, offer healings on water, offer healings for a group of people, say it's a family that's in turmoil, or certainly the earth and or various subsets of our planet. I really do believe, though, that the way that we're going to shift things on this earth is by shifting the amount of light that people carry as individuals. And interestingly enough, Konstantin Korotkov has actually looked at the physical, the biophoton light that emanates from individuals after either having reconnective healing or doing reconnective healing. And after interacting with reconnective healing, for whatever reason, we carry more light. And interestingly enough, even when it's not just right after a session or our hands are off, we practitioners carry more light on average than the typical human being. So I really think that that's part of the crux of it. Become a light carrier, if you will. Emanate more. Come into who you truly are, and that includes letting go of worthiness issues, as you and I were talking about earlier this evening.
Yeah.
And step into your mastery at this important time.
Now, we've been talking about the class, and you do have a workshop coming up in Albuquerque, correct?
Yes, indeed.
And when is...
It's April 30th and May 1st in Albuquerque. And on the 29th of April, on 28th of April, I'll be doing a presentation there in Albuquerque. And actually in Arizona on April 6th, I'll be doing a presentation in Scottsdale at Vision Quest Metaphysical Bookstore. If you go onto thereconnection.com, all the seminars and presentations are listed there under the schedule of events.
Well, I will let you know I plan on being there on April 6th. So, woohoo! There's just such a wonderful connection between us that I just got to meet you face to face.
I know, that'd be great.
Yes, I can't wait. Now, how many practitioners are there now? You said 65,000, correct?
We've trained 65,000 people to do this work. Now, you have to understand that not everybody who comes to a seminar wants to be a practitioner. And
right.
In fact, I think that probably the majority of people don't choose to become practitioners per se. Many people want the experience of learning this work, being immersed in these new frequencies of healing, and being able to apply it to their own lives or to work with their pets or loved ones. In terms of number of practitioners worldwide, I don't know that we've got a good number on that right now, but a smaller percentage. But there are lots of practitioners, and if you go onto thereconnection.com, for your listeners, if you take a look at the practitioner directory and look based on your zip code or your town or your state or your country, you could see the list of practitioners there.
Excellent. Now, are there programs for kids and animals? You mentioned something about getting more connected with your animals.
Uh-huh.
Is this something that a kid can do?
Absolutely. We've got a program developed by Holly Hawkins called Reconnective Kids. And it's a fabulous program where children learn how to interact in the conscious way, to work on each other, to work on pets. And, you know, it takes us grown-ups 2 days to learn this work, which isn't a lot of time. But guess how long it takes children to learn this?
Probably 2 hours.
That's exactly right, 2 hours. And because they don't need to let go of their preconceptions of how things should be. They don't have the doubt of, oh, am I feeling anything in my hands? Or am I really seeing something happening to the person on the table? Oh, I think their eyes are moving. They just get right into it and play the games and have fun. And, you know, early on, Eric Pearl was interacting with Deepak Chopra and asked Deepak, do you have any suggestions for me, any advice? And Deepak offered him 2 words, remain childlike. And that's true as practitioners. We are facilitating at our highest form, at its highest form, when we have that childlike awe and get into that playful state. And children, of course, are already there.
And more adults need to get there.
Oh, absolutely.
Their poor inner child is getting starved if they don't.
Exactly.
Now, I was reading through the material, and I found it really interesting about the reconnective yoga.
Yes.
Want to tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, reconnective yoga takes other forms of yoga, and it adds the reconnective healing frequencies. And it seems to really amp up people's yoga practices. It allows people to get deeper into poses and to create shifts within their body, you know, faster. It deepens the savasana experience, and people will often have healings within their yoga classes. It's a fabulous way to integrate these frequencies into a person's daily or weekly life by going to the yoga classes. And we're actually offering those in Albuquerque as well. There's an introductory lecture, I believe, on Friday evening, the 29th of April. And then on the morning of the 30th and the morning of May 1st and the morning of May 2nd, we're offering reconnective yoga classes. And you don't have to attend the seminar to attend those classes. it's open to the public.
Do you know what the cost is? It's $754. No, it's. I'm trying to figure out how much it is, but they can definitely get. There's a phone number on the information, and it's 323-960-0012. If you want more information about the workshop that is April 30th and May 1st. And again, if you get there a little bit early, there is another program and the yoga class on Friday, April 29th. And Albuquerque is just a really interesting place. I lived there for a couple of years and I really did like it there. Uh-huh. Yeah. The food is great.
Yes. I love Southwestern food.
Oh God. It's wonderful. Now, do most people learning the reconnective healing do it for home use, or is it a 50-50? Are there healing practitioners that are doing it, professionals? Do you find more professionals like doctors and scientists getting more interested in learning it other than just studying it?
Yes. Well, you know, it's interesting because we do get quite the cross-section of people at these seminars, from people who do have conventional medical backgrounds, you know, MDs, nurses, physical therapists, to alternative practitioners, acupuncturists, Reiki masters, to people who have never, ever even heard of a healing modality who end up there, and they're construction workers or homemakers or retired people or scientists. And they end up at the seminar learning the work, and there are many of us who went from a sensible career in one thing to a career as healing practitioners, reconnective healing practitioners. And so, you know, some people do work out of their home. I actually have my own center where I've got office space. People have to make the choice about whether they can have a professional environment at home or not. I choose to have an area where it's just completely professional building, and other people choose to work out of their home. But there's a wide array of practitioners with a wide array of backgrounds.
Now, you're in the Los Angeles area?
Actually, I'm in the Seattle area.
Seattle area. Oh, that's right. You're a little bit more north. Beautiful area.
A little
area.
Bit more rainy, too.
Yes. So there is a lot going on with this. And I do want to open up. So if you have any questions about this, please call in. The number is 888-815-9756. If you have any questions for Christina about how it works or what's going on, you are welcome to call in and ask her your question. Again, the number is 888-815-9756. Can you tell us a little bit more about your own experiences? It definitely healed you, but being a practitioner and some of the things that you experienced?
It's interesting because I think some of the best experiences I've had as a practitioner are when somebody has come in to see me and they've made it really clear that they don't believe in the work. For instance, I had a woman call up and schedule a session for her husband. Now, as it turns out, her husband had advanced hepatitis C, and then also he had an enlarged spleen, and doctors were just going to surgically remove the spleen, and this man was in a lot of pain because of the hepatitis, and he had a very distended belly. Well, anyway, his wife scheduled the session for him, and there they were sitting in the waiting room together, and, you know, he was very friendly to me, and then I got him back into the office in the session room. And then he crossed his arms, across his chest and made it very clear that he doesn't believe in this woo-woo work, that his wife thought for some reason it would help, but he wanted to make sure that I understood that he didn't believe it. And I said, you know, it's okay. You don't need to believe in this, because this really isn't about belief, and it's not about intention. So anyway, I said, well, you know, think about this. You can just lie down and relax and, you know, enjoy your time. I won't be touching you, won't be bothering you. Just enjoy your experience. And he had one session. Then he came back for a second session. Typically, we do one, two, or three sessions. Well, after the second session, he had come in for his third session, and there he is in the waiting room, and you know, with his wife, and he says, you know what? The pain in my abdomen is gone, but now I've got pain in my shoulder. It's like my liver has been operated on, and I'm looking really confused, and he thinks that I just didn't hear him, so he repeated it again. The pain in my abdomen is gone, but now I've got pain in my shoulder. It's like my liver's been operated on, and I'm thinking, what does the shoulder have to do with the liver? Well, as it turns out, you know, his sick liver had been biopsied twice. So he'd had surgery to assess the hepatitis C in his liver. And apparently when you have your liver operated on, you typically don't feel anything in the liver, but you feel it in your the shoulder. And I don't know if it has to do with the gases or if it's just referral pain. I don't know the medical stuff behind it. But here was this non-believer who not only got the pain relief he was hoping for, but he also felt like his sick liver had been operated on. And within a couple of days, that little bit of pain in his shoulder went away. The pain in his abdomen continued to have be gone, and that swelling disappeared within a month. So here was somebody who did not have the belief system that would allow for something as alternative as reconnective healing, who had a complete healing. So his healing wasn't just about the physical healing. It was also about his shift in consciousness, his perception of what reality was and what the possibilities were.
That's amazing. And, Christine, we do have Ed on line two. Are you there, Ed?
Hey, Jen, it's Chris.
Oh, hi, Chris.
Hi. On April 6th in Scottsdale, what does it cost to go to that seminar?
That's a free presentation, I believe. It's I'll just be doing an introductory presentation and allowing people to feel the frequencies in their hands and talking a little bit about the work and demonstrating it, because it's really fun to see it on a person lying on the table. But there may be a nominal fee. If you can call, there's a number on the website to call. Mm-hmm. And let's see, the local contact, Vision Quest Bookstore, 480-223-2720. They'll let you know if there's a fee. There's often either a very small fee or it's free.
Okay. And then is that how we register?
You can absolutely register there at the bookstore presentation if you choose. And you can also register just by going online to thereconnection.com.
Okay. And Jennifer, I hope I can join you. You want to carpool?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'll come pick you up.
Okay, and you don't have to drive back to Tucson. You can spend the night and leave on the 7th.
Okay. We'll talk later. We'll talk later. Chris, is kind of like my Ed McMahon. She kind of like helps me out on the show at times. So, so that's... Anyway, so...
So you didn't just agree to carpool with a total stranger, that is what you're telling me,
no,
right?
No. Yeah.
I would do that for dinner for even if we never met. I'm about 30 minutes south of Scottsdale, so... Where she's like 2 hours from Scottsdale.
Right.
But it's worth the drive, I'm sure.
So, anyway,
well, I look forward to seeing you there,
very
Chris.
Interesting.
Yes, and something else, Chris has MS, and I was discussing with Christine about MS with Patty, my sister.
Okay.
So there is, and I'm finding that MS is actually increasing. I'm hearing more and more people that are having the symptoms of it.
Mm-hmm.
I find it fascinating. And the other thing I find fascinating, my sister recently kind of found out that the largest amount of MS actually is in Denver, Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Which, and they're thinking it's the altitude is part of it. So it's very interesting, the
One of the best MS clinics is right there in Denver.
Uh-huh. Well, so it's...
Well, you
it's,
know, this is why I think it takes into factor, because I think a lot of people with MS move to Denver because of the MS clinic there.
Right. So you have to wonder, is it just a natural higher incidence or just attracting more people with MS?
Exactly.
That's true.
You know, Chris, there have definitely been healings of multiple sclerosis after people have had reconnected healing. Interestingly enough, you could say that about just about any of the illnesses and diseases out there, because there have been some amazing healings. But this doesn't work on symptoms. This works on the individual. So
right.
We never know who's going to get what. And so somebody may find that their symptoms go away completely, and other person might find, well, it's improved.
Fine.
What's that?
I don't care what labels doctors give me.
Uh-huh.
As long as I feel good, I'm fine. It doesn't define me. It doesn't control me.
Uh-huh.
I know what the doctors say, and I just, you know, I really celebrate the good days.
And I think we have to be very careful buying into the belief system of conventional medicine, because they do their best. You know, I used to work within it. You know, I designed and analyzed clinical trials in cancer research. But I was also somebody who was being told by doctors that this is the progression of the disease that you have, and this is what will happen.
Right.
And, you know, something very different happened. And I think that we can be very empowered to find our own paths to healing. And when something out there resonates with you, you know, I say go for it. When something doesn't feel right, you know, I personally choose to do those things that feel right and avoid those that don't. There are some aspects of conventional medicine that can be very helpful. There can be medications that can help with certain symptoms. Trauma medicine. Oh my goodness, you know, if I'm in a car accident and you know, okay, let the reconnect healing practitioners work on me via distance, and let the paramedics get to me so that they can take me into the ER, because
absolutely,
conventional medicine is great at dealing with that kind of problem.
Mm-hmm.
But it's different.
Some of these
what
chronic
you're
diseases,
about is different
not.
From Reiki, but it's still energy.
It's energy and more. It's interesting because when you do this work, and we actually during the seminar setting, we have people show this for themselves. As you begin to work farther and farther away, the person on the table tends to have bigger responses. So, you know, with energy, you think about being near a warm fire, and as you walk farther away from it, what happens to the energy? It dissipates. It decreases. With reconnective healing, it not only does not decrease, but it tends to increase with distance. And, in fact, with the there's some anecdotal scientific evidence with the damaged DNA. They found that the person who broke the rules and moved farther and farther away from the test tube, actually that DNA healed the fastest.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, well, I look forward to meeting you April 6th.
Likewise, Chris.
I'm going to hang up so other people can call in, and thank you for being a guest.
Thank you.
Well, actually, we have, believe it or not, only 3 minutes left, so I want to make sure we kind of sum everything up of all the things you're doing. So on April 6th, you're going to be in Scottsdale.
Yes.
Doing it's just a talk, and kind of explaining what reconnection is.
Yeah, so I'll be doing a demonstration of reconnective healing and giving people the opportunity to feel it themselves, and talk a little bit about the philosophy. And it's just be a presentation to last an hour, hour and a quarter, and a chance to chat with me and some of the other practitioners and associate instructors in the area. And there will also be an opportunity to sign up for the seminar if a person's inspired to do so. But it's a great chance to just sort of see what this is about. And there's really very little obligation, just a little bit of time. And then, of course, after that, I've got some seminars going on in Albuquerque, including a presentation on April 28th at the Albuquerque Center for Spiritual Living. And then there's two presentations, one on reconnective yoga, the other's on reconnective animals, on April 29th. And then the Level 1-2 seminar is Saturday and Sunday, April 30th and May 1st. And I'll be teaching that there in Albuquerque as well.
Now, is there, if somebody can't do it that weekend, is there something later in the summer that's going on, or is this it that's planned at this time?
Well, we've got seminars going on all over the world, and in fact, if you get onto the reconnection.com and look at schedule, you'll be amazed at all the seminars we have underway. In terms of that general geographic area, I will be teaching a seminar in Salt Lake City in July, mid-July, so that's a possibility as well. And then we've got others. I've got one up in Edmonton going on. We've got one on the East Coast. I think it's in Charlotte, North Carolina. We'll have one in Los Angeles in October as well. So there are lots of seminars going on, but that's going to be the closest one to Arizona, I believe, is the one in Albuquerque.
And, you know, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, what is the best way? Is it through thereconnection.com?
They could do that. Also, I've got my own website, which is cuhealing.com. That's the letter C for Christine, U for Upchurch, healing.com. And people can contact me directly that way as well.
So if you're in the Seattle area and you want to go see Christine, she is available. And you're amazing. We were talking before about how you kind of look back and you see how all the dots connect and you see where you are, and where you've come from. And it's like, wow, what a cool journey. That's really kind of fun the way it does that. So you definitely have been following your heart and your guidance without even realizing, which makes it a little bit more fun in some ways.
It does.
So, Christine, believe it or not, Christine Upchurch, I thank you very much. It's been an honor and a pleasure, and I will be seeing you on April 6th. And yay! We
thank
can get
you so
together.
Thank you for having me on your show and for getting the opportunity to connect with you, Jennifer.
It's been really a pleasure. Again, this is reconnective.com or cuhealing.com if you want to get in touch with Christine directly. And with that, this is Jennifer Hellman saying, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and information. Until next time, many blessings and good night.